Okay, so my name is Lisa Barrett-Wheatley, and I'm a doctoral researcher in the Department of Chemical Engineering at Loughborough University. My project is focused on breast cancer, and specifically finding a new way to replicate a tumour, or the breast cancer, in the lab. And the reason we want to do this is because most of the drugs that are trialled for cancer actually fail when they get tested in humans. And that's because we don't really have a good way of replicating the complexity of a tumour in the lab. So, you know, drugs are tested in really simplistic ways, and that means that they fail when they get into humans. So we need to kind of increase that complexity. We need to create a better way of testing those drugs in a tumour-like environment in the lab. And this is also really important when we're thinking about use of animals in drug testing, because there are obviously ethical issues with that, and also they don't really represent what happens in the human body. So my project is looking at, can we replicate a tumour inside an artificial bubble, and can we replicate all the conditions that are in a tumour and in the environment of a tumour inside this bubble to make this mini tumour model. So the way I want to create my mini tumours is inside a bubble, and this bubble will be of like a jelly-like material that the cells like to grow in. So I mix my cells and I mix my material together, and then I create droplets of the cells inside the bubble. And the way that I'm doing that, I can really tailor the size of the bubble, and I can tailor how uniform all the bubbles are to each other, so make them really, really uniform in size. And that's important when we're thinking about testing drugs, because we want that reproducibility in the response of the cells to the drug. So the cells inside the bubble, they will then clump together and make this mini tumour-like structure. And what we can then add all of the components that are in a tumour into that bubble to make it as realistic as possible compared to what you would have in the body. So yeah, lots of researchers are looking into this at the moment. And you know, it's a really big area of research to create these kind of 3D models. But the way some people are doing it at the moment is quite limited in terms of how well that can be scaled up. And that's really important when we're thinking about drug testing. We need lots and lots of these models to be very, very reproducible. So then we need them all to be the same when we test drugs, because you know, you could have thousands of potential drug compounds to test. So you need to be able to make these models really quickly and also really uniformly. So my technique is using something that can be very easily scaled up. So we can go from a system that I'm using in the lab, which is a small system, to something that can produce thousands and thousands of these little models in a few minutes. I think this process could have a really big impact on the way in which, say, pharmaceutical companies or basic scientists like me test drugs, because we know that animal testing is necessary at the moment in order to get a drug through to human trials, but it's not very effective. It's not actually very good at predicting what would happen in a human. And so if we can get this way of making these mini tumours that are actually better than the animals, then we can drastically reduce the amount of animals that are used in drug testing for cancer. I think my dream for this technology would be for other people to kind of take up into their own research. I think, you know, I've done a lot of the developmental work, very, very early stages, and I think if other people could take that and then apply it to their own, you know, research area of interest. You know, I'm looking at breast cancer, but you could very easily sort of tweak some parts of the bubble and apply it to pancreatic cancer or, you know, to lung cancer. So the ideal for me would be for other people to take the idea and run with it and really kind of apply it and integrate it into their own studies. My work is focused on breast cancer, specifically how we try to recreate a breast tumour in the lab. And this is really important because when we're thinking about testing cancer drugs, most of them, 97% of cancer drugs, actually fail. They don't work when we test them in human trials. And that's because the way in which we're testing them before we get to humans, so in the lab or in animal tests, they're actually not very good, and they're not very representative of what actually a human tumour is and what it contains and what's around it. So what I want to do is kind of create a mini tumour in a bubble, and what I want to do is then have this bubble environment that you can customise to replicate all of those things that are inside a tumour, a very, very complex environment in a tumour. And what I hope is that this kind of tumour in a bubble system is actually going to be more representative of what a tumour actually behaves like in the body, and be better at predicting whether a drug is going to be successful or not than, say, animal models that we use currently in research. So the project I'm working on is called Tumour in a Bubble. And what I'm trying to do is create this mini tumour inside a bubble of kind of jelly material that the cancer likes to grow in. And we're doing this because we want to find better ways of recreating that tumour environment in the lab. And we want to do this because the way that drugs are tested at the moment, so anti-cancer drugs are tested, is either kind of in very, very simple cell models or in animal models of disease. And actually these models aren't very good at predicting how well a drug works in humans. And this is why that most drugs, 97% of drugs that get to human trials they actually fail because they haven't been tested very well. The models that we use to test them aren't very good. So my tumour in a bubble tries to kind of recreate that very, very complex tumour environment in a lab setting, so that we can use this to test whether potential drugs are going to be effective at killing the cancer cells. And hopefully this would be a better kind of system of testing those drugs than the animal models. And we can reduce the number of animals that we have to use in research. So with the Tumour in a Bubble project, what we're hoping to do is recreate kind of all the aspects, all the complexity of a human tumour in the lab, so that we can actually reduce the number of animals that are used for drug testing and use this tumour in a bubble model instead. And hopefully that will be a better way of testing whether drugs will be effective in humans. So here at Loughborough University, we're creating tumours in bubbles. We're doing this because we need to find better ways of testing drugs so that more drugs are effective when we get to human trials. So here at Loughborough University, we're creating mini tumours inside a bubble. And we're doing this because we want to improve the way that we test anti-cancer drugs before they get to human trials, so that they can be more effective and we can reduce the number of animals that are used in research. Okay, so I've started the process of making the bubbles now. So we would have the cells inside the jelly material here. It's being pumped into the bottom of this system, and then it's being pushed up through this membrane, which has lots of little holes in it, which basically makes those droplets. And you can see here, it's very cloudy. That means we're making the bubbles. And then once they're made, the cells will already be inside. We'll take it over to the microscope and we can have a look, see what size they are, what shape they are.
We just do it once more.
Okay.
And whichever one you think works best for the screen.
Probably this one.
Okay, just slide it in there. Last one. And so we want that. Great. Final shot. We'll get. Pause you there.
Okay.
I'm just going to make sure, can you just confirm that I get everything that's interesting on that?
Yep.
So I'll lock that on.
Okay, right, I'm going to start pumping. Alright, now we wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feel free to do that if you like. I'll just leave that locked up. Yeah. So we can speak that up.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting to see until it actually, like, starts to come through, yeah. Yeah, because at the moment it's literally just filling the bottom of this up, so you can't see it.
Yeah, if you want to check your emails, feel free. We'll just wait.
That's what I use this one for.
Yeah.
I decided to check my emails and respond to them. Yeah, I'm seeing that colour change. So we're going to run that. I thought they would look more green actually, but it just sort of looks grey.
It doesn't actually have to be anything major, just the...
Get you to forward to do it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
when you're ready.
You tend to use the screen rather, and then into the what I'll do is open and it'll be the side. I'll get you put in the die. Okay. Okay, let's pull it out.
Alright, so nearly done with the setup. Right, so I've got enough in there. Okay, so I'm gonna re-pull that into there and then pull it through again.
Yeah, you do that very well. Keep it on this angle when you've got one to cut through.
Do you need me to stop after?
No, you can just run through this one.
It's always something about.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm just going to pour a bit in first.
Okay, so if you pick that up from where it was, and then when you're ready. Okay,
so play, use that one first, the one, the far one,
yeah.
And then in 3 seconds, then switch to the other one.
I'm just going to pause a sec.
And if you look out onto the screen now. Okay, when you're in it.
Yep.
Excellent. Did you just apply the...
Okay,
when you're ready, just turn it. So roughly a similar area, and then just do the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you're ready. Oh, sorry, it's slightly lower. Okay, when you're ready. And pause. Okay, when you're ready.
I'm just going to screw this on the top.
Screw that on. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you just, can I get a vision of how high that's going to be?
Roughly? So roughly, well, it's going to go down a bit.
Switch.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you... okay, from there, if you take away and then go back in.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready. Come in and get a close up of the droplets. Okay, what's yours? So that's then going to go onto there, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Get away and then drop it back in when you're ready. We'll Okay, when you're ready. Okay, so that now is going...
Yeah, so I'm going to pour some of it into here.
Yeah. Hold it there, that's right, and then go. To replant that, but
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's kind of there, so just kind of like reference it and just pretend to talk about it.
Okay, so the jelly will come up through the bottom, it has lots of holes in it, and then it will come through the top and make the droplets on the top. Make you like
if you put that under the microscope screen, would you be able to